You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Giants have reported to spring training, just like every team in the major leagues. How exciting is that? Let's talk about the San Francisco Giants with Chris Haft. I'm Allison Footer. Chris, first of all, not like this major splashy signing, but it did pique my interest in signing David Hernandez as a bullpen reinforcement. So, and that's because, of course, anytime that the Giants do anything to improve their bullpen, then that piques our interest because of where they were last year. So this seems like a really good move. He's a very experienced guy, and he joins a lot of very inexperienced relievers. So this is probably pretty savvy on their part.
I would think it's potentially a very positive move for them. You know, one thing that they lacked was experience and, a little veteran presence, and that's what he'll give them, conceivably. I keep on saying conceivably. Qualifying it just a little bit, because there's one thing that troubled him last year. It was control. It was walks. He averaged 4 walks per 9 innings, which kind of neutralized his 9.9 strikeouts per 9 innings. I mean, he essentially averaged 10, whatever it was. I forget exactly what, but he essentially averaged 10 strikeouts per 9 innings, which shows he still has a lively arm and knows what to what to do with it. But that gets negated if you're issuing free passes. So they'll be looking for him to establish command this spring.
Yeah, I guess they'll probably figure out pretty early on whether or not he's really going to be able to stick. You certainly can't just be putting guys on base. Sometimes, let's assume that he sort of figures that out. Sometimes it's these kinds of signings that can really make a difference on a team. Like when you look back at the season, and I just remember many, many years ago, the Astros were they were fighting for a wild card, and Russ Springer had actually retired. He was retired and he was sitting at home. And this is the middle of the season, and Jerry Hunsicker called him and said, "Can you come out of retirement?" And Russ Springer ended up being this stalwart in the bullpen for like 3 more seasons. And so sometimes you have to take risks like that, and then those can really become sort of fruitful at the end.
Those low risk, high reward deals, Allison, sometimes they're the best. You're absolutely right. So this guy was sitting at home just a few days ago, but although. Actually, Bobby Evans, the Giants general manager, said that they had maintained contact with him pretty much throughout the offseason. So he was probably thinking, if nothing else happens, I can always go to the Giants. And
Nice. Those are nice options to have, I guess.
Yeah, one thing led to another.
Yeah, well, that'll be an interesting thing to keep our eye on this spring. Another interesting thing is Jimmy Rollins, who is joining the Giants in a role that he's not really used to because he was a regular player for over a decade. Now he's a kind of a role player for the Giants. So you talked to him today, and how is his attitude? What is his? What's he thinking as he goes into spring training this year?
His attitude seemed great, Allison. He's going to need to maintain that attitude if he's going to be a bench player, which is what, he's obviously not going to take over Brandon Crawford's spot at shortstop. So, they want him to see if he can, maybe beat out. It'll be quite a competition there for the one or two utility men roles that they've got. They've got Gordon Beckham in camp, Kelby Tomlinson, who's becoming a semi-veteran, I guess you'd say. So those guys are more experienced at playing playing multiple positions. Jimmy Rollins has played 17 years in the major leagues and one inning other than shortstop. So what can he do? We'll find out here over the coming weeks.
So does it mean anything to him being a Bay Area native? He grew up in Alameda. Does it mean something to him to come back and play for the Giants? Is that something that we at the media like to talk about?
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, that's okay.
He said something about San Francisco being his home away from home. And, now that, especially in recent years, he just really enjoys playing there like a lot of people do. And, just feeling those Bay Area breezes when he comes back. And he said that hopefully he'll get to feel a lot more of those breezes, all throughout from April through September. We'll just have to see. His batting average suffered in his last 2 seasons, hitting 224 with the Dodgers in 20, 2015 and 221 with the White Sox before they released him last year. So I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. If he has any game left and makes the opening day squad, he could be an asset.
Another guy who's attempting to show that he still has a lot left in the tank and a little bit younger than Jimmy Rollins, that's Matt Cain, who I feel like he's been around forever. He's only 32 years old. So he had just burst on the scene about 5 years ago, threw a perfect game, and now he comes into camp trying to win the fifth starter job. I mean, so many injuries have hampered him, but his teammates say don't count him out yet. So this really appears to be, I don't know, a spring of reckoning for him, I would think. This is really where he needs to figure it out.
This is huge for him. This really is. He's had so many injuries the last few years, just, you know, since 2013, just to, you know, pretty much, you know, put up a, he could be a medical school study or something. I mean, it's almost literally from head to toe. But, and some of them have been freak injuries. You know, like he did cut a finger trying to make a sandwich. I think in 2014 it was. So, you know, things like that, those are just awful. But, yeah, he's pretty upbeat. He believes he can win the job. He said, essentially said, bring it on, you know, the other day. So he's ready for the challenge.
All right. I'm rooting for him. I like that guy. So, okay, Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.